All the way.
Our next guest, who wrote a really interesting piece on the Huffington Post, is Sue Nader. She's a relationship strategist. You live in Toronto. Sue, you write in your blog on HuffPo, Why I Love My Long-Distance Relationship. Thanks very much for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So I want to just read the first little bit here. It's 5:30 a.m. I'm watching my husband pack a suitcase, scrambling to make a 7 a.m. flight. For the past 3 years, his work has taken him out of town. And then you go on to say, but here's my dirty little secret. I love my long-distance love affair. So is this whole notion of being alone and sleeping on one side of the bed and, you know, sitting there in your bucket of ice cream, all of that, you're not buying any of it, are you?
In my case, no. My dirty little secret is I actually like my long-distance romance.
But when he's away, Sue,
yeah,
does he have a separate dwelling somewhere, or is he just away because he's in hotels on business?
He stays in hotels on business, yeah.
Right.
And so, how often a week is he away?
He's probably away most weeks now, and probably sometimes it's the entire week, sometimes it's half the week. But this arrangement has been going on for a few years now.
Do you have children?
Two kids.
Really?
Yes, but they're now, one is 18 and the other one just turned 20.
I was going to ask you, when they were younger, did they go with them every other week? Because otherwise...
Now that's really how you'd get your mental health back.
Yeah. No, that's when you hire a really good daycare.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a lot of people who, they think of the long distance relationship, you know, in one province or the other. When I first got married, my husband lived in Saskatchewan and I had moved to Manitoba. Every weekend we would make that effort to try to get together. And some weekends it obviously wouldn't work out.
Why don't you just go out on the front porch and wave at each other?
Oh, this clever guy.
those flat jokes.
See, you see what brilliance and comedic brilliance I've been able to absorb all week, Sue? Just right here.
You could have done a Sarah Palin. I can see my boyfriend from my house.
I think she said Russia.
Oh, yeah.
I think Sarah Palin's kind of been proven right on Putin and Russia. But nonetheless, we digress. Sue, we dealt with it. It was what it was. We knew it wasn't going to be long term. We knew that he was going to be moving to the city in which I was in. So, but a lot of people really lament this. They have sleepless nights. They get sick of it. They can't deal with it. So there's got to be some sort of mechanisms by which you can give some tips, some advice, how you can handle this long-distance relationship.
Well, number one, let me ask you this, Sue. Have you always done it?
No, we've been, I should say that we have actually been together for a very long time. We actually met at university in the 80s. And so really, it's been in the last few years that we have had more of a long-distance romance. So no, we haven't always done it.
So if anything, it's probably refreshed the relationship.
I think you can fall into predictable domesticity.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Know, you can become very transactional. You've got kids, you've got jobs, you've got housework. And this has injected a different kind of energy, which for us has worked quite nicely.
This is something I think Mike Bullard would have asked you, but I'm going to ask it instead.
Sure.
Isn't it just really that you want the remote back?
Yeah.
Come on. You know, like a lot of that has a factor.
Yeah, really. There's only so much NHL you can watch, right?
Exactly. But, you know, there's a lot of women, mostly women, I think, that would be anxious about this. They would have a lot of anxiety that her husband would cheat, that there's wandering eye, something mm-hmm. else is going on. There's a lot of people that would be concerned about it.
Well, in this day and age, you can also wonder that about women. I mean, they're going to work. They're meeting people, right?
Right.
Ashley Madison made a business out of it.
Well, sure.
Life's
too
right.
short.
Very,
have an affair, I believe,
business.
Is what their moniker is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You encourage your husband to go out and go out with friends or colleagues during the time in which he's away and have dinners and things like that.
I do. There's a lot of trust between us. There's no reason not to trust him. And I believe that once you start micromanaging a person, you can create problems where none existed before. If he wanted to be a bad boy, Toronto's a big city. He could do it at home without having to go away. So,
yeah, but it's a lot easier when you're 3,000 miles away.
It might be, sure. But it's not something that I've actually ever lost sleep about.
Well, you're very fortunate then, because that's certainly not the case with everybody.
Do you worry at night about being home alone? Do you worry about security issues?
Oh, I have a really ferocious dog.
That's right. Helpful.
She's this big bundle of 70 pounds of golden doodle fur. So she keeps me. She's, yeah, and she actually, you know, I must say that she does sleep beside me. She has her little pillow on her little head on the pillow. So, yeah. So.
And what about all the stuff you do during the week, though? Yeah. You've got to do everything. Everything falls on your shoulders.
Well, I also work full time. And in terms of what falls on my shoulders, my kids are older now, so there isn't, and they're very helpful. So I don't find it onerous. In fact, actually, when they were younger and my husband was away, I would probably, you know, slack a little bit more. At one point, he said, you know, cereal for dinner, it's probably not the right thing to do.
Right.
So, but it's a reality for so many of us.
Exactly.
All right. So, well, we appreciate you weighing in on this. If you want to read her blog, Sue Nader is her name. She's a relationship strategist. You can log on to relationshipdeal.com. Thanks very much for joining us, Sue.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.